This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. أسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to bless this gathering إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us and our families and our parents away from the hellfire. آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whosoever say three times, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, the nar will tell Allah, Ya Allah, keep him away from me. And whosoever ask Allah for Jannah three times, the Jannah will tell Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, make him from my people. May Allah make us all from the people of Jannah, inshaAllah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Tayyib.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون.
طيب. Last time we ended by Yusuf عليه السلام getting or becoming officially the Minister of Finance, and this is according to many ulama, this is like the highest position that anyone could ever acquire at that time. He is everything, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ended by saying, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The reward of the akhirah, ya akhwan, the reward of the hereafter is way, no comparison between the reward of the akhirah and the reward of the dunya. And unfortunately, تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا, we favor the dunya over the akhirah. تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this whole dunya, you know, if it was worth a wing of a mosquito, wing of a mosquito, subhanAllah. Yani, can you imagine all these wars, all these killings, all these trouble and all that? It's not even worth a wing of a mosquito. So the kayyis, the smart, the wise one, is the one who invests for the akhirah. He takes advantage of every single moment to invest for the akhirah. Allahumma ij'alna min ahl al-akhirah ya rabbal alameen. طيب, now the story completely switched. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the brothers of Yusuf came, they entered upon him, and of course he recognized him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, he recognized them, عَرَفَ. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ, but they had no idea that he was Yusuf. طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, and as we have noticed from the style of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go into details until it's needed. You know how many years passed from that statement to this statement? Many years, and we will find out exactly in a few seconds. How do we know what are the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam doing there? The ayah right after that explained, وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, that means they came to ask for food, for supplies. What does that mean? It meant that things got so bad, the drought became so bad that people were leaving Palestine, where Yaqub and his family is, and going to Egypt to get supplies. This is how bad the drought spread. This is number first conclusion. Second conclusion is that Yusuf alayhi salam is doing such a great job that people are coming from out the country to come to his country to get supplies. طيب, according to the dream, which 7 years were the bad ones? The first or the second 7 years? اختلف العلماء. Second, right? First, سبع بقر سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف. So the first seven are the good years. So if the family of Yusuf, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, are coming to ask for help, that means the first 7 years are gone. So this is part of the second 7 years, and maybe second, third, fifth, Allahu A'lam. So you're talking about at least 10, 15 years, or maybe no, 10, 12 years are gone. From that statement, and he took position till his brothers came to visit. Okay? Now we can imagine Yusuf alayhi salam, the brothers walk in, he recognized them immediately. But, of course, they're coming from a Palestine, they have their own style of the way they were dressed. They were talking Hebrew, it was said. And by that time, he already learned the Arabic from Egypt, okay? So he recognized, for him, it's very easy to recognize them, and for them, it's extremely hard. Yusuf to them is dead. Yusuf to them is gone. You can imagine how many years in the palace of the Aziz, how many years in jail, and how many years now? So you're talking about very long time, 30, 40 years, they haven't seen him. So they, خلص, يعني, Yusuf is out of the question, he's gone. So he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. Now, normally, I always discuss everything in details. Normally, does it make sense for someone to ask for supplies to go to the wazir, to the minister? Right? It's impossible. Now, if you want something, you go to the president, there are mayors, there are governors, there are senators, there are local, you know. So how did you get to the minister? How come? You understand the question? Why did they go to Yusuf? I want some grain. I want some wheat. I go to the... So how come? Huh? Ah, that's the first one. Excellent. Foreigners, when somebody coming from a very long distance, when a foreigner come and ask, okay, that means there was no planes and trains and automobiles. They traveled for a long distance. So that means they're coming for a large quantity, right? To come to the large quantity, you have to talk to the person in charge, right? Plus, themselves, by themselves, they are 10. And they used to come to Yusuf alayhi salam, or to the place where Yusuf is giving the food, and everybody takes for his family a little bit, one basket, one bag, whatever, right? So 10 people, even if they're taking for their families only, 10 people. And at that time, they used to marry 2, 3, 4. So you're talking about, between them and their families, you're talking about 100 people with their children. So this is a large quantity. It has to be authorized by a bigger authority. So they went to Yusuf alayhi salam, because the small people cannot give this. Okay. طيب. Now, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. And when he prepared for them all the food they needed. Okay? قَالَ. He said, listen, ya akhwan, because I like to interact with you. قَالَ اِتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. He said, bring me back the brother that is from your father. طيب. Is it possible that I just met you? I ask you something this special, this private? Impossible. So what happened? That statement, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. Of course, Yusuf alayhi salam is not himself putting the jahaz. He's asking his, like the ayat before, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِ. He's telling his people to go and prepare for them their food. So at that time, it was said that he started getting to know them. Where are you from? We are from Palestine. Our father is a prophet. How many are you? We are 10. And we still have one brother. We lost one brother years ago. And we still have one brother. You know, so it looks like he got to know them. Otherwise, there's no way you talk to somebody, okay, go get me your brother. How did you know that I have a brother from my father's side only? Okay? And this is something very, very interesting here. He said, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Now this is an Arabic touch on the side. أَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Why he did not say أَتُونِي بِأَخِيكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. He said, let me translate. He said, bring me a brother of yours that's from your father. And he did not say, because logically he's supposed to say, bring me the brother that is from your father. How come? بِأَخِ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ أَوْ بِأَخِيكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Okay. If he said No. They do not know his Yusuf. Okay? And he doesn't want them to know. Not yet. If he said بِأَخِيكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ, what does that mean? That means he knew that there's only one brother from their father's side. And they did not tell him. They said, we have a brothers, but بِأَخِيكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ, as if he's saying,
I don't know how many brothers you have from your father, maybe 3, 4, 5. Bring me one of them. He's like playing it very, very smart. And he, give me, how many brothers you have from your father? Bring me one. He knows it's only one. It's his brother. It's his first brother. So bring me one brother. Huh? Maybe also to make it easy for him. No, he wants to bring his brother. Okay? بِأَخِ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ Not بِأَخِيكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ Otherwise they will immediately know. How did you know that you have only one brother from our father? Huh? So he's trying to play it safe to make sure he get his brother. His whole idea is to get his brother. And then what did he say? He said, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلَ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ He wants to show them and convince them, and he wants them to come back. So he first told them, he said, subhanAllah, there are few things to indicate that he wants them to come back. First, he told them to bring your brother. Second of all, he told them, if you don't come back, I will prevent you from even stepping into Egypt, which we will find out. And I will discuss the others when I get to them. So he told them, go get that brother. Don't you notice that I'm very generous with you? I'm very kind with you. I'm a great host. Look what I have given you. So there's nothing to worry about. All I'm asking for is go get your brother and come back. That's all I'm asking for. Now, they know what they have done already to Yusuf. And they know how hard it is to convince the father to give them the other brother. This is like, they know. They're guilty already. And they know that they left Binyamin with the father on purpose just to keep his company. Otherwise, he can't leave all of them. So they said, and or before he told them, or if you don't bring your brother, فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ So now he first told them, I am a good man. That's a great reason to come back. And second, subhanAllah, you know when you talk to somebody and you are in power, you give them your choices. Both of the choices are good for you. And you make them choose from what you want. Just like she said before, امرأة العزيز. مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَن يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ She gave him the option. Either you put him in jail or you punish him. Both are good for her. Okay? So here he told him, listen, I'm a very good man, as you can see. I met you myself. I provided everything you're asking for. And if you don't come back, فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِ بِهِ In case you don't bring him back, you will never be able to get any more grain. And you will not تَقْرَبُونَ You will not even come close to Egypt. You're not going to come even close to me. Nothing. You're never going to see me again. Now, they answer. قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ So they said, we're going to... Remember, subhanAllah, this is the second time, the word نُرَاوِد. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا What did we say? Let me see if you're listening or you're just shaking your head and you're half asleep. Huh? What does Zurawid mean? We said that when we said about the wife of the Aziz trying to do Murawada. The Rawada, who's going to... No. Rawada means to keep trying. This is the Murawada. She kept on trying to seduce him. The word Rawada is to try, to keep trying. To keep trying, constantly. They say, Rawadan al-Ibl. Rawadan al-Ibl al-Ma means the camels going back and forth to get water. So she went back and forth trying to seduce him. So they are saying, we're going to go try and back and forth until we convince him. First they said, we're going to try. سَنُرَاوِدْ أَبَاهُ Then they said, وَإِنَّا لا فاعلون نون التوكيد ولام التأكيد 100% we're gonna do it. Just trust us, we will do it. وَإِنَّ لَفَاعِلُونَ We will do it. Okay? Now, as if they're saying, listen, Yusuf, this is not an easy task. This is very hard. But we are going to do our best. Now, this is something here very nice, subhanAllah. سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ دكتور ليش أباه مش أبانا his father he's your father too صح how come سبحان الله the jealousy is still there the jealousy is still there look at this all these years because they knew that the father عليه السلام يعقوب loves يوسف and بنيامين they have a special place in his heart So سَنُرَاوِدُ أَبَاهُ His father. As if it's not their father. You know, when you speak about somebody at third place, something is wrong, you know. You have something against them. سَنُرَاوِدُ أَبَاهُ So they said, his father, not our father. The jealousy, and they know how much Yaqub loves Binyamin. We are going to try to convince his father to let go of him. And we will do it. And what they're thinking is, you know what? We have done worse than that. Look what we have done to Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is nothing. We can do worse than that even. Convince him only. We will do our thing. We will do our thing. طيب, what did Yusuf do at the same time, subhanAllah? وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ اجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Now he's giving them one more excuse to come back. First he told them, I'm a very nice man, I'm a very good man, I'm a good host. Second, if you don't come back, I will prevent you from even stepping into Egypt. And third, he's telling them here, he told his servants, put their goods. Here, bida'a, what does bida'a mean? Bida'a is merchandise. Everyone who comes to get grains from Yusuf alayhi salam, he has to bring something. What's your specialty? Your specialty is honey. You bring honey, you take grain. Your specialty is leather. Your specialty dates. You bring your from your country and you bring it and we'll give you back the grains. The grain is the most needed, okay? Okay? So, he ordered his servants, the bida'a that they brought with them to trade, put it back on their rihal. Rihal is the place where on top of the camels, okay? The thing that you put stuff in and you put it on top of the camel, the saddle, okay? So perhaps they will recognize them when they return to their families and they will come back. Now, what's the benefit of giving them back their merchandise? Number one is to show them that he wants them to come back. Second, to give them another incentive to come back, because if you don't have anything, bida'a, if you don't have merchandise, how are you gonna come and trade? Right? So you have something now that will give them another incentive to come back. Third, they have the merchandise to trade. It will not take them very long time. He wants them to come back with their brother quickly. Okay, so you have the stuff, just drop that other stuff and bring Binyamin and come back right away. You have something to trade with. Okay, now somebody might say, how come Yusuf alayhi salam, took that decision, just give them back their merchandise back and, you know, they did not pay for the stuff. Well, you know, you have to have something in your heart and in your mind that Yusuf alayhi salam is a prophet and he will not do anything wrong. There might be a plan, there might be an authority given from the king, do whatever you want, but you never doubt that the prophet like Yusuf alayhi salam will try, oh, this is my family, let me just give them. No, this is not what the prophets do. We don't believe that. We believe that the prophets are the best of people and they do not differentiate between anybody. Okay? So he gave them back their merchandise and he said, when they get to their family, they're going to see that our stuff also is, he gave us back our stuff? Allahu Akbar. So what kind of man is this? So let's go back and get some more because we always need, you know, food. So they went back and subhanAllah, and of course the distance took such a long time to go back and everything. Again, the style of the Quran is so beautiful. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلِ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. When they went back to their father, they said, oh, our father, we have been deprived. They told us there's no more grains for us unless we bring our brother. So please send him with us. And what did they say at the end? وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Does that sound familiar? That's the same statement they said to about Yusuf alayhi salam. This will be our discussion next week when they came back and discussed with the father, inshallah, if Allah kept us alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all our families. May Allah protect us from any harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our dhurriya living on tawheed and dying on tawheed, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. Again, brothers, please make sure tomorrow you come to Fajr in Jama'ah. It's at 6:30 a.m. and you will get the huge reward of being under the protection of Allah the whole day. And make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.